Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
For What Must A Podcast, episode 97 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
What we got on our menu today, Paul?
Today is another army review, and this one is Witch Hunter Army Review Revolution Edition.
Ooh, they were controversial to even get a bloody list.
Yeah. I would consider this is the army that got away, basically. The one that got away.
This is to Empire what Goblins is to Orcs.
Yeah, but goblins are a distinctly different. They can be a different race, can't they? This is a thing.
They're all greenskins, aren't they? All greenskins.
Personally, I don't think this army list should be in the game. It's a theme, not a race. You know, there's Empire, and these are a flavour of Empire.
Yeah, but like your feral orcs.
Exactly.
Or your Engineers Guild.
Yeah, exactly. And there are flavours.
Or Younger Holds, or whatever that crap was.
There are flavours of other armies, and this. I would not have had it in, but the decision they wanted, you know, the committee wanted.
We didn't want to invalidate people's collections.
So
it had to go in there. Although, now I've never really bothered with this list because it's never appealed to me.
No.
And now I've been through it. We're not going to spoil it too much. I've been through it. It's like, it's not a great deal going on in this list, really. But we'll have some fun discussing it later.
Yeah. Yep.
I've been doing a lot of World Cup watching. Jesus, thank God there's a day off.
So have I.
I'm knackered.
Yeah. I've been loving it though. The World
Knackered.
Cup.
There was some days there were four matches. I watched all of them.
Yeah. Well, you can't watch both at the same time, can you?
No. I mean, when there were four matches in the day.
Oh, well, you watched them all.
Yeah, I think it was like two Saturdays ago.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I've been maybe a bit too much footballing.
I haven't watched it that much. Yeah, I've had work on.
I did. I've been missing some of the games recently because the kickoffs at 3 aren't great for me.
Yeah,
that's like school pickup time.
Yeah.
The game last night was shit. As expected.
But like it's weird because so in context, right? So it was the last game of the groups. England had already qualified. They'd won two games. There was no situation where we couldn't go through, and playing who we are, play first or second. Like, one side there's an easier first game, but then harder later games, and then it gets all vague again. So it's like, I don't know, did you get the feeling that the team Southgate made 8 changes?
Yeah, but so did the Belgians.
Yeah, so did the Belgians.
And the Belgium second team was better than our second team.
Well, yeah, basically.
And their first team's probably better than our first team.
But that's what it felt like. It felt like our two second team. It felt like our second team was run out to get time on the pitch.
Yeah, but our second team wasn't as good as their second team.
Yeah, and thus was all a bit of just 90 minutes worth, wasn't it? I mean, did you see the French and the Danish game, the one that was in a similar situation?
Oh, no, that was awful.
That was awful. That's the only 0-0 draw. And I literally, like, they were, like, just kicking the ball about.
It was a famous game between, I think it was Germany and Austria, where they literally did nothing for 90 minutes. They didn't even tackle. It's just like... It was like the worst game of football ever played because they both needed a draw to go through.
Mm.
So there's no incentive to do anything other than draw.
Don't want a yellow card. Don't want a tackle.
Don't want anything. Nothing. I could. But it's been interesting. I've enjoyed it until last night. I think last night was pretty poor. I don't know what the right result. I'd have felt much better.
Yeah.
If we'd have gone out and just twatted them, put our first team out, twatted them.
Right.
And then they could have always said, "Oh, we didn't have a first team out."
The thing is, they talk about like resting players. Well. If we had, say we put out our first team, it's still, that game would have been played on Monday. I mean, how long do these professional players need to rest?
Huh? But like, the thing is, if you lose on Monday, you go home anyway.
Yeah, but that's what I don't get. It's in terms of like, are we resting the players? But it's days away, the event. How long do they need to rest? A night's sleep? Isn't that what most people need to rest?
I'm not a professional footballer. They play quite regularly, I think. Normally.
But
if you look at basketball players, they play like 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And they run around, mate. Basketball players.
I don't really fathom that. But anyway, it wasn't a great game. But the highlight of it is that Germany went out. It's like we loved watching that. We had it on, and just. It just kept. Like,
for any international fans, I mean, like, I don't mean to gloat about Sigmund Freud or whatever it's called, but like, it's been a fucking long time.
Yeah,
he went out. I mean, last World Cup,
1938.
World Cup, we were out after 6 days.
Yeah, Yeah.
We weren't out because we had to play the third meaningless game like Poland did and some other teams did. Who've seen and Germany went out on the third game, so that was slightly different. But we went out after six fucking days.
Yeah.
And that never happens to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my lifetime, not even my dad's lifetime.
Well, no, 1938 was the last time it did happen.
And they finished fourth, and next, in 2 years' time, they'll win the Euros. Because they've got their team.
But it's the way.
They'll go home, they'll take everything apart, and they'll build from the ground
up.
But
it's the way that they. So 4 years ago, they won the World Cup, and they demolished Brazil doing it. You know, and then this time round, they just.
They were just too old.
Yeah, well, but like, was it the same players they used 4 years ago?
There was quite a lot of the same players.
I don't know.
They also left out some good players.
Yeah.
Like Sané from Man City. Anyway, it's not the football podcast, but I have been watching a lot of football, and I'm enjoying the fact that there is no football today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to move everything from last night, like swimming lessons and stuff, into today to watch the England match, but then it went that they were going to play a shit team. Mm. So then I moved everything back so I can have today off and not watch football.
Fair
and
enough.
Not have kids. Because getting rid of the kids today as well, all of them.
All of them?
Turn your fan off, man.
Okay, well, where are the kids going?
One's camping, one's in Germany. She was in Germany on a school trip watching the Germans get knocked out. Apparently, they were quite miserable on that. What day was that? Wednesday?
I'm not surprised. Well, the locals were.
Yeah. In the hotel and stuff.
Yeah.
I said it was lucky they got knocked out early in the day, so they couldn't be that pissed, because it was only like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock, maybe, that time. So I've got one on club camp, one in Germany, and one going with the in-laws. That's it. Woo!
So how long have you not got kids for?
Only one night. But that's enough, man. Feels like an eternity.
Fantastic.
One night, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Go out, get drunk, eat some food.
Yeah. Well, we're taking Joe out.
Well, probably be best.
Yeah.
Just go out on my own. Yeah. See ya! Wouldn't want to be ya. Right, so what else are we going to talk about? We'll talk about the worldwide world of wargaming in Paul's Land. It's only been a week.
Yeah, it's only been a week. Have I played a game? I don't think I've played a game.
Oh, Jesus, sweet Lord Almighty.
Yeah, because last night at the club, we had some friends over. So I only nipped in there to drop some stuff off. But there has been... I've been doing some more painting of ogres.
And not blue, so I don't know what's going on.
But I do have a question. Once I've done an example, because I wanted to crack for an example of everything in the of your range, you said you wanted me to mark the units with colours.
Yeah.
Is that right? So your 6 bull units, you wanted different colours to mark them out?
Just a spot colour.
A spot colour. Somewhere on the model, a spot colour.
Yeah, and obviously then the banner will match.
Yeah, and the banner matches that. So like a tattoo or something on the, or a piece of armour coloured.
Just a piece of cloth.
Armoured that way.
Okay. Yeah, so they've got some cloth, haven't they?
Yeah, they all have some cloth.
Yeah, so a piece of cloth.
A piece of cloth on each base. Right, okay.
On each model.
And do that the same for, like, you want 2 units of Rhinox Riders.
Yeah. So, like... I quite like my gaming pieces to look colourful and gaming.
A bit more artificially coloured to...
Yeah.
Rather than... I tend to go for a more natural look.
A muted look. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, I'm more about, keeping it clean on the game and everything's distinguished.
But you're not having... You'd rather it on the model and not just painted, like, something on the base.
No, definitely on the model. Yeah. Because I can't be arsed with the fishing around at the back of the base.
Okay.
Right, good.
All right,
you did your dwarfs like that. I quite like the dwarfs.
Yeah, well, they...
That, I know that you say they kind of suit that more.
Suit that more, yeah. Okay. All right. What has been going on is there's been in club chat forum, so off the 30-40K forum, a lot of people reminisced about Flames of War. And I said, well, why don't people play Flames of War anymore?
Why don't they play Flames of War?
Well, yeah, and
it's 15 mil.
And that has led to a lot of interest. Our older members and newer members who are like, now there's a group for Flames of War, and like intentions are there.
Not with the current version.
Well, so there's the latest version of Flames of War rules is version 4.
Which I think, again, they gave you free, bizarrely. I don't
know much about it, but essentially it simplified quite a bit of Flames of War. But something that was good about Flames of War was its complexity, I felt.
There were some things to learn about assaulting and stuff.
Yeah, but the Flames of War version 4... The majority of the stuff out there is V3, is books that are valid for older editions.
You see, that's why I'd heard they were going to invalidate all the source.
Well, they haven't yet.
Not, but that would be really, really bad.
Because
that one of the biggest strengths was as they moved through the versions, the source box which you'd bought ages ago were still valid because all they were army lists really.
And I mean, what I did is I 40K had a clearance, you know, of its because it's stopped stocking Flames of War, so these are all going. These are all going basically, and.
So you bought these from 40K?
Yeah. So it's but they're lovely books.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Yeah. So like they just are really nice books, aren't they? Like, this is the North Africa mid-war one. The intelligence.
And millions of books. Millions of lists.
I mean, like they kick the ass out of it basically. But it's like what you can see like through the examples of the models here. Like this book's 10 years old now. Now the models in there are look fantastic, but the current, like the latest models they've done, they look really good.
Right.
You know, like they've done plastic. They're doing all plastic now. So new Flames of War stuff is all in plastic.
After that plastic soldier company.
Yeah. Basically,
because they were
like, ripping them out.
Oh man! Well, they were so cheap.
Well, exactly, and so they had to compete, and so if you put new models into this game, like there you go.
I mean, because I once built a whole army from Plastic Soldier Company for about 30 quid.
Yeah.
It was like a, what was it, Panther or something?
Yeah, Panther. Your Panther list.
It's like just all Panthers, mate.
Seven medium tanks, wasn't it? Like, medium/heavy tanks.
Yeah, it was good.
With it, there's about 10 people who are interested in the game. Yeah, like, Anthony's a big driver. You know, and I borrowed the, I got hold of the source books. I've borrowed, Dave Wheeler didn't want, the rule book of the older version, so he's lent me this.
And
it's a massive book full of, like, cool, unique stuff. I remember playing this.
Armoured trains who got in there towards the back.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'll borrow some armies. I'll borrow some stuff off people, because some of our club members have ridiculous collections of Flames of War.
Some of the usual suspects, Clarkey.
Clarkey's one, and so he's probably got more tanks than Germany actually had. I'll borrow some stuff and happily play some games with that. Okay. If it gets organised, that is. I have a date set with Anthony in August to play a game of it, because I go away, and that was something we should mention on the podcast, is I go away next week to Holland with the army.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. For a whole week?
For 16 nights.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks, sir.
Yeah.
In normal language. Yeah. I don't know how much an army week is. It's very long.
But yes.
So that's at least 2 weeks that we're not going to be recording,
well,
at least.
We could. I can. We need to sort this out before you go. I can give you some time early next week, but then I'm away on. Then I go away on Friday. So I go away a week today.
A week today for 2 weeks. Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can cram one in early next
because
week.
Because I don't go away until the evening of Friday, so. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could maybe get one in, and then there'll be a couple of weeks off, obviously, as Paul goes on manoeuvres.
I'm off to do med cover on the Nijmegen marches. It's a very easy gig. I mean, it will be difficult being away from, Hannah and Hazel for
16
nights.
days and nights.
I mean, they pay me for it, and this is part of the deal of...
Do you have to use holiday, or do they...
So, the NHS will give me 10 days, 5 days paid, 5 days unpaid, to do this kind of thing.
Oh, that's not bad. They give you a week's holiday.
So basically, 5 days I'm earning... I'm on double pay, and then 6 days of it I'm having to use my own... I'm having to use a week of my own leave.
But that's double pay as well, because you're getting paid and a holiday. Yes. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You're working your holiday.
So I don't stop earning a full wage from work for that month, and I get on top of it the, $2,000 plus I'll take home from the army for that.
Okay, well, fair play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that allows us to...
Have a holiday.
That allows us to, Hannah, to not work, that kind of thing.
Okay, That's the deal. I'm just saying.
I mean, like, plus the thing is that what I'm going away to do, it is a real job. It's like it's real medical cover for real people. You know, like we're providing med cover to 800, roughly 800 military personnel on British side. So that's not even counting if we take any Commonwealth or anybody else we take in. So there is a job to be done, and I much prefer doing something real than pretend. Because if you go away and pretend like we're going to set up our medical facility and we're going to pretend to have casualties, well, it all gets a bit of a nonsense after a while, because how far do you go pretending?
Yeah.
Like, you know, are we pretending we've got a CT scanner now? Are we pretending, like, you know, we're fixing that person that we is a pretend casualty? Give me real things any day. Even though these stuff is minor injury, it's much more worth my... I consider it much more worth my time. Right. You know, because as much as you can fake learn about bullet wounds, it does that really prep you for the real for the real thing?
No, but we don't want to go shooting people like that.
Well, no, of course not. I don't think I can't see our army being used like that for a long time, really.
No, finished. That's all done.
Yeah.
All done and dusted. Right, so no games, and you're going away. So what have I been doing in the world? Not much. Just magic as always. My life's becoming more and more magic. I've got to be careful of that.
Mm-hmm. The last thing I played was Epic, and I talked about that last time.
Yeah. Last week, yeah.
The magic you do down counterculture, that's got a light. They're not staying there, are they? They can't stay in that store.
We'll see how that pans out. I had my concerns that basically, not to be disrespectful to the fella, but he's a retired bloke, and I don't think he's really that kind of switched on or motivated to kind of do it as a business.
Right, okay.
So it's a difficult thing to do. I've had friends who've tried to open local gaming stores and they're really hard.
Yeah.
Because as much as people come in and kick your tyres, they'll just go and buy on Amazon.
Because
people are like that.
Yeah.
It's like they'll come in and waste your time and look at the stuff and blah, 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 and then walk out.
Especially box games.
Yeah, walk out and just buy it on Amazon.
Yeah. Like in Amazon on the store, yeah.
It's just like...
How do you compete against that?
Well, you can't, can you? That's the problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've got fucking robots in some warehouse in the middle of nowhere, not like...
And the drones will deliver it to you.
Exactly, not a shop in the middle of Chelmsford.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example of that, Amazon, is so before I go away with the army in a week's time, I'm going to be, while away, I'll actually have a lot of downtime. You know, like, I'll actually have more downtime away with the army than I will here right now being a dad.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a lot of stuff to paint.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I'm going to take. I want to smash as much as my essay for the master's module I'm studying.
Yeah.
I will have time to do that. Maybe not an internet connection, but I can certainly work offline. I want to take a couple of books like nursing, like acute patient care and arterial blood gas analysing before I go away.
Yeah.
And I went on Amazon. I was like, okay, delivery dates. And they're like, Prime for like £1, you know, for like a
month. Be here tomorrow.
Yeah, and it'd be here tomorrow. And you're like, how do you compete against that?
Well, do you know in London, the same day now.
Yeah.
Same day. How do you do that?
Yeah.
I'm in work. I order it. It's there when I get home.
Yeah.
So, fucking world's mad.
I mean, like, with this Prime thing, you can cancel it any time. So I needed it in this case because I had a hard date. I want it in before I go. So, okay, I'll have a free trial of Prime or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll cancel it when the books come.
Yeah.
And you can do that.
Yeah, and you can watch the telly for 30 days or whatever.
Yeah.
But you only get one trial, I think. You can't just keep doing it.
I don't know. There must be a rule because you would, wouldn't you? But, like, yeah, it's a bit random. Okay. I mean, normally I wouldn't be that bothered because there's nothing I order that is at that time sensitive.
Yeah.
But I did need these things before I'm away because then I'm trapped away for 16 days and those would be good source books to write from.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah. So what about magic? What's your dangers? What's your problems with
magic? The danger is how far you can go down the hoarding.
Yeah.
Because like stuff can get out of hand with magic big time. I've got there are people who come to my club and they spent like I don't know, maybe $5,000 in a year.
Oof. I mean, in that article I gave you to have a look, it says people do mention decks costing $1,000, $2,000.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, but it's like
that's nothing.
Yeah,
there are cards that cost $20,000 now.
$20,000
for a card, not a deck. Not a deck of 75. One card. Because now people have started because it's an unregulated market. People have started speculating.
Yeah.
And there's nobody stopping them. There's nobody coming in saying you can't do that. It's illegal.
Yeah.
They're just fucking buying the stuff and charging what they want. So they're buying out anything. Anything that's in any way artificially restricted, like on a reserve list, so it can't be reprinted.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how shit it is. It can never be reprinted. So they just buy it. Buy it out. So there's a danger that you kind of go too far down this rabbit hole and just end up with too much stuff. And I'm a bit of a hoarder.
Well, at least you can admit it.
Well, definitely. But... Mm-hmm. What really brought it home was I bought another collection recently. I was thinking, this is like
So this is off somebody at the club.
Yeah, yeah, and I gave him a fair price, and we say, but what am I going to do with all these fucking cards now? I can't just keep hoarding them. So if I sell... And then I was speaking to a guy that I know who's recently qualified for a couple of Pro Tours, And you know the win rate of the best players in the world is 65%.
That's it. That's low.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is like the best... This is the GOAT. The GOAT wins 65%. And you go, hang on a fucking minute.
So if a third of the people beat it. A third of his games. But are you talking like best 2 out of 3 kind of, where he loses one round but he wins overall?
Not necessarily.
Wow.
Like, I think the rate's probably the same for matches. So you're like, hang on a minute, I could practice every hour of every day and the best I'm going to do is win 2 out of 3.
That's crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. But is that because there's a lot of hard counters?
No, that just goes because of the playing field. If you're willing to go balls deep, the playing field is absolutely level. It's all down to player skill. And obviously, if you're going to work hard and be very good at it, there are other people working equally hard to be very good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just like, fuck. It's just like, all I'm ever going to be is like just a dirty casual.
It does seem like... you can enjoy the game for the game's sake, but because Magic, unlike the games I play, where there's no, nothing really to win.
Yeah, there's no money.
Money is there, but like in Magic, you can win amazing amounts.
People win stuff even at a local level.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
You get loads of casuals who go to events and pay like 20, 30, 40, 50 quid to enter.
Yeah.
And then the good players win all the prizes. So every week, the good players are winning like decent prizes.
So the difference between those at the top and the bottom gets further. Because the good players just get more and more and more and more. And they have more cards, good cards to get from.
I don't know about that.
No.
Okay. Oh, no. Because if you're willing to buy the cards, you've got the cards.
Mm. It seems to me that with Magic, you either are solely Magic,
There's no time for anything
else.
Because they release like 4 sets a year, and it's like the amount of investment that you have to put into those 4 sets to keep current is just like non-stop.
I remember when, my little tiptoe into Magic compared to any, as in, that's what I realised. I was like, I'm not willing to go, like, this would have to be the hobby that I do. I'm not a war gamer, I'm a Magic player.
I spend I get like an afternoon, it's like, oh, should I build some models or should I, and all they do is sort cards.
Yeah. You just sort cards.
I've got endless piles of cards to sort and box and fucking, it's like, Jesus, man. So I don't know, maybe at some point I'm going to have to rationalise, I don't know what it'll be.
Well, I mean, like, would you ever enter a serious Magic event?
Yeah, but I could probably just about hold my own if I practised. But I could never win it.
But you'd be mid-table, no?
Yeah, mid-table. I might get day 2 if I'm really lucky.
It's like playing in a Guild Ball event with Dan and Aaron around. There's no, you're not going to win this thing.
Exactly.
You might be the person they beat to get to the final, but you're not.
Yeah, but imagine, right? That's a good example. Handsome Dan.
Yeah.
Right. He's good.
Yeah.
Imagine if he won 2/3 of his games. That's all he could ever do.
Yeah.
And he went to certain events and went 0-3 drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, hang on, this guy's a fucking legend. I can't even get a point off him.
Yeah.
And he's getting beaten in his first 3 games and dropping.
That's crazy. Yeah, Magic is a different beast, isn't
it? Fucking hell, man. It's like, Jesus, I can't get my head around how hard it is to get good at Magic and how hard it is to win events.
Yeah.
Just ridiculously hard.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway, so moving on the Magic podcast, although I did bring it up. So we're going to have a little KR now.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we're back and we're talking about the good old witch hunters.
Yeah.
Let's go, Andy.
Oh, hello, Google.
So some context. This is a tournament army that was in the game system that people had had armies of, like models of. So when we were taken on as a committee, we were like, well, the decision was that we had to include it in Revolution. Yeah, so to what I said at the start of the podcast, I did not think that it should be in there, because it, if you're having this, then why not have other themed armies?
I think my argument was that it was in the tournament list, yeah, not the experimental and yeah, onwards fan that's list. Right. Mm-hmm. So it had a slightly more, like what's the word? It was like slightly more maybe sensible, or it was slightly more tested.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And also, it was mostly harmless.
Yeah.
There was nothing in the list that in any way offended me. It was just, it looked quite weak.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't, yeah. So, it was like, meh, nobody takes this anyway.
Well, but they did, like, because there's, like, flagellant, GW flagellant models, and a lot of it is Empire models, almost all of it, really. So, people had forces of it, or they could make forces of it.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll kick off with the Leaf Fluff.
Witch Hunter Fluff? Okay. Witch Hunters are some of the most characterful and interesting aspects of the Empire. While it's true to say they invariably fight for the greater good of humanity, their methods are often brutal and arguably little better than those of their enemies.
Yeah.
A Witch Hunter knows that evil doesn't play by the rules, however, and to beat it, he must be underhand. If a few innocents get killed in the process, then it's regrettable, but better than allowing a heretic or warlock to escape punishment.
Yeah.
Often, witch hunters prefer to work alone or in small groups, such as the Scouring of Mordheim years ago. Occasionally, though, there will be a need to gather together under one banner to drive out some great dark army. Probably the two most famous times were during the last Great Chaos Incursion, when a witch hunter army was led by Magnus the Pious, and during the Wars of the Vampire Counts, when the whole empire united to defend itself against the armies of Vlad and Manfred von Karstein. At times like these, witch hunters stir up support from the mobs, and priests take up a hammer, leading their congregation to defend the lands. Flagellants seem drawn to these gatherings like flies, preaching damnation and hellfire almost as loudly as the witch hunters themselves. Of course, it does not take a desperate situation such as a chaos incursion to cause this. Quite often a witch hunter will find a need to gather a force to eradicate a tribe of beastmen in a surrounding forest, or cast out a necrarch from the dark tower in the mountains as a type of vampire. If the local noble had not at the time, or most likely the inclination, it calls to a witch hunter to deal with it. It may have some aid in the form of the town watch, or soldiers of the merchant's guild, or even a detachment of one of the knightly orders, but often it's not the case. Witch hunter armies are ragtag sight. The black-garbed zealots of the witch hunter's guild stand shoulder to shoulder with peasants and hastily gathered watchmen. Packs of warhounds, equally trained to seek out the scent of the undead or a heretic, follow braying and howling. Occasionally a regiment of knights marches ahead, their bright armour contrasts the rags of the army's bulk. Priests continue their sermons on the battlefield, encouraging their followers to acts of insane bravery, while frothing flagellants whip themselves for the sins that they have committed. That's the fluff. I mean,
nutters, basically. Empire nutters.
A army of nutters with human nutters.
Human nutters.
Mm-hmm. With the power of faith.
Like, it reminds me of the old, the witch hunts in the 17th century or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And basically I was trying to explain to my kids that they'd accuse someone of being a witch, normally a woman, obviously.
Yep.
They tried to drown her.
Yep.
If she drowned, she wasn't a witch, sorry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
We were wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And if she floated, she's a witch, so burn her.
It's a win-win legal
system. Win-win for everybody.
Win-win, perfectly. Nothing wrong with that legal system.
There was a fantastic parody in the Monty Python.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Burn her, she's a witch.
She turned me into a newt. And he's like, what? Oh, I got bad. It's like, she's accusing her of things that they've put on her. She's got a wart. Look at that nose. It's like,
what else floats?
Yeah.
A duck. So these are these fucking idiots, witch hunters.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick off the list.
Yes.
Do they have any special rules? I don't believe they have any army rules, do they?
So no army. I mean, there is. So, should we talk about the revolution changes like right now?
No, just what's it says there?
General note. So some units' abilities from witch hunter armies will affect chaos and or undead. Ooh. Chaos means chaos army, demons army, and beastman army. Undead means undead tomb kings army and vampire counts army, including units of ghouls.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that nice little special rule. Mm-hmm. This is unusual as well, because they have a rule that affects only when you're fighting against certain.
Yeah, certain so they stuff. Have. So they're better. They have core troops who are better against 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different armies only. Okay. Bit weird.
Not beastmen.
Yeah, Beastmen's one of them. Okay. Yeah. Chaos Beast. So not Chaos Dwarves, they got away with it.
They got away with it. But they weren't in the system, maybe we have to fit them in. They're pretty chaosy, aren't they? It's in the name. It's in the name, mate. Chaos Dwarves. You'll have to get in there. I don't know, are they chaosy? A little bit chaosy. Not major chaos, though. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Zealots are the first unit. Infantry, 330, 35 points. You've got to take a minimum of 3, maximum none. They have a special rule 1, which is Zealots are form the main part of a Witch Hunter's army and are drawn from mobs whipped up at the priest's sermons. These troops gain +1 attack in the first round of combat against undead or chaos, regardless of who charged. And will always use their initiative to charge these enemies if possible. If victorious in combat and undead and chaos, they must pursue and advance where possible. So it's a buff and a debuff because they must. They get +1 attack.
But only against that certain type.
Only against those certain types, and they must charge and pursue. And not only charge, they must pursue.
Yep.
So that's a real negative, actually. You know, because they don't.
And advance. They have to keep going and going and going.
And like, they've got no armour, so they're going to last that long. Die. I don't think they're going to get to advance, but yeah.
They get 5 attacks on the charge.
They would.
They're cheap as chips.
They're cheap, yes. They are half the price of flagellants for the same. For less attacks, because a flagellant would have 6 on the charge. But yeah, they're a weird unit, basically. You know. What are they?
They're your core unit, mate. You can have unlimited amounts of these.
I mean, like, if you are a chaos army and you see some witch hunters, and you're like, I'll put my chaos warriors
there you go.
In some wood.
Come on, boys.
I'll be like, come on in.
Come and die.
Come on in. Oh, you have to. Oh, happy days. Like, I'll butcher you, and then I'll come out and butcher some more, and I'll fall back, and then you'll charge me, and I'll butcher you. It's like, there ain't no situation where the chaos warriors are losing a stand.
No. It's not going to be easy, is it?
No.
Well, maybe they've got some spell shenanigans that'll help them. We'll see. So Zealots are cheap as chips.
You're going to have to take 6 units.
Yeah, but can you really take more than that? I know Janna's probably dead. He probably took 12 units.
I mean, this is the caveat to this. As much as we're going to rag on this army, the goat won an event with them.
What a bastard.
Like, okay. And also...
But maybe he knew.
We've done through our stuff, we have notes of Jim as well.
Maybe he knew in his metagame mode that the majority of people would have been taking chaos and undead shit. And he thought, what's good against chaos and undead? This shit.
It's not.
But it must have been. He won. The goat won with it.
So I've got Jim's notes here. Okay. So we'll put a third point of view once we've gone through our stuff.
Okay, right. Jim the Gent. Right, Jim. What's next? Halberdiers.
Halberdiers. 336. They're exactly the same as Empire Halberdiers. 45 points. You can't take any minimum of them. Yeah, so you don't have to take them. You maximum of 4, so it means you could take 8. No rules. That's it.
The Halberdiers. Halberdiers. Some of them got shoes, some of them ain't.
A lot of this army don't have shoes. So then you've got Crossbowmen. 3-1, 3-0. 45 points. Exactly the same for the Empire. Minimum nothing, maximum 2, so you could take 4 units.
Good.
No rules.
No rules.
Handgunners, 3-1, 3-0, 3 unit size, 65 points. Rule 2, which is the -1 on armour saves for shooting. Maximum of... Strangely, you can have more handgunners than you can a crossbowmen. It's a weird one.
Because I think maybe they're more kind of gunpowdery. Witch hunters. I don't know.
It's a weird.
But who's going to want 12 units of shooters?
Units, yeah.
You can have 8 of these and 4 of the others.
Declan Waters, maybe? I don't know.
What are you going to do? Form a line across the table of shooters.
Yeah. All with no armour.
No support. No, come on!
Fire! Oh, we didn't. Shit. It's not the Paleonics. Right. Then we have the name of the unit, really. Flagellants. 5 attacks, 3 hits, 0. So they're the same... Same rules as the Empire one, 75 points.
70 points?
70 points. They're no minimum, their maximum is 4, which is more than the Empire's maximum, I think, which is only 1 or 2. And they have rule 3, which is they must always charge. The flagellant rule, which we've called it by other things. They don't suffer terror. They can't be driven back. They must pursue, you know.
And advance,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Flagellants are affected by terror.
But zealots would be.
And they don't have the buff because they're already hitting pretty hard. They hit with 6 anyway. Well,
yeah, I mean, the reason their profile is the way it is for the points it is because of the negatives in their core rules. I mean, like, you don't get 5 attacks for 70 points, you know, in somewhere else. Yeah, but that's the reason why, is they can be led into suicidal charges that are better, even are set to an angle so only one stand can...
Yeah, that's always good.
Oh, then they're going to die.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Next on our list, Warhounds.
Warhounds, right. Unique unit, infantry, 330, plus one is their unit size, 20 points, no min, no max.
Yeah.
And they have rule four, which is Warhounds. These monstrous mounts are bred by witch hunters for seeking out heretics. They're treated like skirmishers from the Empire Army list, but they have 30 centimetres of movement and no armour.
Yeah, yep.
Because of their speed, they're able to keep up with cavalry units and may be attached to cavalry in the same way as to infantry. Warhounds may join the following units: zealots, handgunners, pistoliers, and flagellants. If they join cavalry unit, i.e. pistoliers, they're still considered as an infantry stand, but in the particular case, they can pursue enemy cavalry together with the main unit. That's quite a weird one.
Yeah, it's flexible. And also, why are they not allowed to go with crossbowmen and halberdiers? They don't like them.
Smell wrong. They're too, for some reason, the handgunners are okay, but the
crossbowmen
aren't.
Bit too simplistic weaponry there. Yeah. Really, the smell of gunpowder.
Yeah.
Gunpowder and blood.
So that's a unique thing to this army list. There's only two unique things: the zealots and the warhounds, and that's one of them. You know,
but they are interesting, these guys. Yeah. Because they can join the pistoliers.
Yeah. Which is something Empire skirmishers can't do. But they have a worse stat line. These warhounds. They have no. They can't gain armor. They can't be attached to pistoliers and have a 5-up armor.
But you're not gonna. Oh yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
So,
and you'd have to save them against that stand, wouldn't you? Separately, or could you save against the unit when they get attacked as a unit? Because a unit attacks a unit, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Because they've got different. I mean, they. Oh, that's interesting.
Would you roll them
treat like skirmishes? Well, the skirmishes means they. Well, the skirmishes rule for the arm. I would read that they can be, though that majority of your saves are going to be.
Five
pistoliers,
yes.
Though they can be deleted first because they're skirmishers.
Okay.
Interesting one.
So that just shows how often these get played that nobody's cleared that up.
Not clear with that. Right.
Okay.
So then we have knights.
Nicodice.
334 for 110 points. They have minimum none, maximum one.
Yeah.
So you can only have two units of knights.
Knights are good.
Yeah. Then you have pistoliers. Cavalry, 3135, the same again, same rules as Empire. All of this is the same, really. 95 points, min none, maximum one as well.
Pistoliers, 15-centimetre ruling.
15-centimetre range, and they all round. And they can't tap the light cavalry rules because they have too much armour. They're
good.
Yeah.
They
are definitely medium cavalry. What I was saying online recently is that we're now distinguishing between beasts, which has got no armour, light cavalry, which has got 6-up armour, medium cavalry, which has got 5-up armour, and heavy cavalry, which is 4. They've all got different roles to play now, which is good.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
the 6-up armborns had very little.
Had very little role to play. But now
apart
from dying and not being chosen, but now they do.
Because they were too expensive.
Yeah.
For what they did. Mm-hmm. Right, so, and then
we have the classic cannons.
Nowzers.
So, 85 points for two stands of cannons, minimum none and maximum one. And they have the cannons rules from the Warmaster rulebook. Which is, as we know, Empire.
Interesting that we have a defensive weapon on what is like a horrifically aggressive army.
Yeah. Well, they got the range 60, but they have there's only one artillery piece. They have no defensive artillery.
Yeah. Well.
So when it comes to builds, I'll explain with my build, like of the choices, what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Then they have the character selection. So there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, only 9 unit types.
Yeah, there's an old school list.
One of them's a skirmisher unit.
This is why I liked it so much. This is why I nodded it through.
Yeah, so general hero, warrior priest. So general's a command 9 general, 2 attacks, 125 points. A hero is the
box standard hero.
Command 8, 2 heroes, min nothing, max 2, 1 attack. Warrior priest is a wizard with the same rules, same 7, command 7, 45 points. And they have a different spell selection to the Empire list, which we'll just read now.
I got book first. They don't have mounts.
No mount at all.
Literally nothing.
You can put guys on horses, but that would mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but no terrifying mount. No non-terrifying mount. No chariot.
No chariot.
No. Anything at all.
Rathiogenous, thing.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's it. That's the army list.
It's a bit mean, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, they're obviously like foot slogging.
Yeah.
Which is why they're only allowed a couple of units of knights and a couple of pistoliers.
Yeah. But. So the warrior priest spells.
I missed that. No terrifying.
Yeah,
that was bad.
In this list, you'd have the points to pay for it. So, you have Sanctuary, a 5-up to cast, range not applicable. Warrior priest consecrates the ground before the troops, warding off evil. Wizard must be in the unit to affect it. The unit counts as being defended, even if it's in the open. If the unit's already defended, it counts as being fortified. Notice also affects cavalry units, even though they're not normally able to receive the bonus. The effect lasts until the unit moves, or the priest leaves, or you cast another spell.
Nice.
That is cool. That's a good spell.
Nice spell.
Doctrine of Sigmar. 5 up to cast, range 30. Through the rousing speech of Sigmar's chosen, troops are directed across the field of battle. It's a movement spell, same as in the Empire list.
Different name.
Holy Fever. 5 up to cast, range not applicable. Enraged by the blasphemous enemies, the troops rush forward, thirsty for blood. The wizard must be in the unit to affect it. If successfully cast on a friendly unit, each stand, including the character stand, gains plus 1 attack during the following phase. So that means most units are 3 stands, so there'll be an extra 3 attacks. Or if it's the Warhounds, you know, another attack as well. You know. Divine Curse, 4 plus to cast, range 30. Speaking the words of Magnus the Pious himself, the warrior priest smites his foes. One unit in range has its movement halved for the next command phase. This unit also treats all enemy troops as terrifying, even otherwise immune to terror, and stops causing terror itself. Lasts the end of your opponent's next turn. A good defensive spell. Half movement can be... doesn't stop charging, but
no.
With the terror as a negative as well. That's
absolutely
a lovely spell.
Yeah.
So it's a good spell deck. Like, with Sanctuary making your unit defended, imagine if you had a unit in woods and you're making them fortified. It's a shame you have nothing with any armour, though. Yeah, like,
well, that's why, isn't it? That's why they give some knights of armour.
So, knights of armour, but so a unit of defended knights, that'd be quite interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the spell list is good, but it is more... it's more two of the spells only tap when the wizard's with the unit. So they are more aggressive. Well, hence their warrior priest. They are more aggressive wizards.
Yep. So, they also had
They had 6 unique magic items to them, which was strange. So basically, I'll just read them out. The Book of Horsel.
This is, just to make this clear, this is what they had. They no longer had
Mirror of the Damned, Symbol of Sigmar, Hammer of Justice, Banner of Faith, Stand of the Righteousness. So ranging from 50 points to 10 points. They couldn't take regular magic items. They would take these magic items instead.
But this opened a whole can of worms. Why could these guys get special magic items and yet dwarves?
Yeah.
Which
surely make their own.
Or elves.
Yeah.
So this had to go, because otherwise it made no sense.
Exactly. So the only revolution change we did was we deleted the unique magic items and just cement so they could take their regular ones.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Keep it simple.
Unify. Because in the revolution section of the army builder here, just make sure that is the case. They can get all the regular magic items instead.
Good for them. So, what's next on there? Is it sample list time?
Yeah. So, building this, I didn't really see any other way to build it apart from the way I've built it. But Jim has come up with some contradictions. So, anyway, let's see what I've done, see what you've done. Shall I go first?
If you like.
So, for my 2,000 points of Witch Hunters, I've gone for 6 units of Zealots, 2 units of Halberdiers, 2 units of Crosswomen, 2 units of Handgunners, 5 units of Flagellants, 7 stands, because they're additions, of Warhounds, 2 knights, 2 pistoliers, 2 cannons, a general, 2 heroes, 2 warrior priests, and of those warrior priests I gave a sword of might and a sword of fate to add up, make 15 points. So I'd maxed out all the options. I maxed out
the
cannons.
Well, you hadn't maxed out Zealots, had you? But
no,
you maxed out the
I maxed
cannon,
out the cannons, the knights, pistoliers, the pistoliers, anything good.
And the flagellants.
The way I would build...
Well, you didn't do the flagellants, you only did 5.
So the way I would do the army is that... obviously, I'd have a unit of cannons that I would either protect with handgunners as to make it 4. 2 units of cannons, 2 units of handgunners.
Yeah.
Or I'd put 2 units of pistoliers to do that in a very Jim and Janners use your cavalry to protect your artillery style. The warhounds attach into the 2 units of pistoliers and the 5 units of flagellants, because there's 7 stands of warhounds. That's where they go. I'd have quite a lot of little brigades with this. I'd have a shooty brigade of cannons and with handgunners trying to protect them. I'd have a more regular troops of 2 halberdiers and 2 crosswomen, making a more defensive, brigade. I'd have 6 units of zealots running around trying to do whatever zealots can do. And then I'd also have 5 units of flagellants, either attached into zealots or broken up individually, with warhounds just trying to attack the enemy. That's how I'd build the army. That's hence why I'd gone for two heroes and a general to command it a lot, and I've used my warrior priest quite aggressively. Two of their spells rely on the warrior priest being in the units,
right?
And that's why I gave them magic items, so they're going to be fighting a lot of the time.
And did you look at your scouting and break and stuff?
Yeah, I've just worked that out now. So you can't use the warhounds because they're not units. So my scout would be the pistoliers for 1, 2. Wouldn't be great. 3.
I'll let you know I didn't bother scouting.
3?
I thought this is fucking not worth it.
Scouting value of 3.
What? You're not going to win any roll on a 3.
Not really. No.
You're like fucking dwarves.
Yeah. So. Well, or Skaven or something like that.
So it's like, I could put my pistoliers in for 2.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
I'm not going to bother.
I'll tell you now, my scouting was 0.
Okay.
I just ain't even going to contest.
So that's how I built my army. I mean, I'm building it. Like, I did not see any other way to build it, personally. Yeah, because, in fact, this is one of the army lists where too many points. Because, like, what am I spending it on? I was just burning it on flagellants and warhounds at the end just to make up the points.
Just make up the points.
Yeah, like, there's no mount to buy. There's no, I'll build an attacky character.
Yeah, put him on a griffin or something.
I'd have to put, it's like one of the lists where I've got loads of points spare after maxing out what I think's good. Because with 6 units of zealots, you have to take, that's a lot of infantry you just must take that doesn't have a, I do not see as doing anything but dying.
Well, all of it's dying. The infantry, it's all victim stats.
My breakpoint's 12, which is quite high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got 6 zealots.
Yep.
We could go way higher on that, I guess, but unless they're fighting undead and chaos, they really are victim stats.
Yeah, yeah.
They
start to be nothing. Yeah.
What are they? What's the guys from Bretonnian that we talked about last
peasants.
Week? Peasants.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking peasants, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Well, so peasants have got 2 attacks, haven't they? So, but they're slightly better than peasants.
Mm-hmm.
Worse zombies.
Yep.
Halberdiers. We've got 4 of those.
Oh, you went for 4, right?
Well, because I don't really like them, but
they got armour.
The 10 points is worth it for a little bit of armour.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
2 handgunners. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of shooting generally. Yeah. Doesn't really do a lot. So no crossbowmen. Mm-hmm. I was quite thankful for the fact I didn't have to take them. 8 flagellants.
Okay. Yeah. So you maxed there.
Yeah. Because I figure.
Yeah. What else is this list doing?
I don't know. What else is it doing if it's not fighting on the ground?
Yeah.
So the maximum knights is 2. Maximum pistoliers 2.
Yeah.
Warhounds is 2. They're going with the pistoliers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see an argument for putting them with the flagellants and stuff, but they don't get the flagellant attacks, do they?
What, the warhounds?
Yeah.
No, they're just more wounds.
Because the different Empire skirmishers are actually good. They've got more attacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These have got less attacks.
Exactly.
They're weird. Yeah. And they're based differently, I guess.
They would be infantry-based.
They're based long
warhounds,
base.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, that makes sense, I guess. Mm-hmm. 2 cannons, and then we went really minimal on the. We got 1 general, 1 hero, 2 warrior priests, and we got a floating sword.
You'd struggle to command your army.
Ah, I'm going to shit, mate. They're not going to be commandable, are they? That's the problem.
Just go in.
They're all gone.
What's your break point?
Break is 13.
Okay,
scout is nothing.
Scout is nothing, yeah.
Yeah, but I see, once you get to the point where you're
so the
fighting.
The difference there is you maxed on flagellants, you took less crossbowmen. How many warhounds did you take?
2. Just for the pistoliers.
And you went less of that. Yeah, that's all the difference we could come up with.
Yeah, so I would have a unit of handgunners and supported by halberdiers guarding the cannons.
Yes.
And then I'd have a unit of handgunners with 3 halberdiers behind them.
Yeah.
As my strong infantry brigade.
Right.
The defensive infantry brigade. And then we got 6 zealots who'll be running around in 2-3s.
Yeah.
8 vigilants running around in 2-4s.
Yeah.
And a brigade of knights and pistoliers with the warhounds. Running around trying to do whatever they can do.
Live their lives.
Basically, the problem with this army is once it engages, you lose all control.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's just like...
The big issue I see with the army is the only range it has is the cannons. Well, if you lose those cannons some way...
Well, it's not hard to lose cannons.
No, like, but
unless
if,
you get
but
someone
if,
good.
They have no defensive gun. Like, if they do go, say, a unit of Wood Elf Warhawk Riders... singles them out and charges them with a spell saying they can't shoot them.
Well, it doesn't have to be them, just get charged.
Like, something gets
or some
them.
Cold or nice.
Yeah, something
Dark
exchanges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Them, then what does this army then do? Like literally, what would this army do against a chaos army with some with that just decides to use some scenery? What would it do?
Well, I don't know. Once the cannons are gone, you're in a world of power.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've got a defensive army, theoretically, that kind of is unruly and just goes where he wants to go.
Because if it's one of the five armies they must fight, so let's say Chaos, because they're the most common, I reckon most of this army would lose to a unit of Chaos Warriors in a wood. You know? Like, because all the Zealots would have to charge it, all the Flagellants would have to charge it, and they just butcher them one after the other.
I think the worst bit is, of having to charge, is the new ruling is that if you can see the corner, you have to charge the corner.
You've got to go.
So you could end up pulling three units into the Chaos Warrior unit.
Theoretically, yeah.
Three in the middle, and then one on each corner.
One on each flank. And it can't take them all.
I just can't. I can't see. That's why I didn't bother with command, because there wasn't really a lot.
That you think they were going to be commanding.
Yeah. Once it's apart from, you could have the general command the kind of cavalry brigade.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to command itself once you get stuck in.
Exactly. Because you won't.
You can't even stop them charging. Yeah. You can't stop them advancing. You can't stop them pursuing.
No.
They're just like, you just like that Evel Knievel wind up thing, and then you just press the button and they're gone. So this is like the worst case scenario for Bretonians. Like, Bretonians got these rules, but on good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The knights with four up armour.
This is on all the shit.
To hide. Like,
this is on all the shit that you don't want to fight, but it's got no choice. I guess if you came against Tomb Kings and they had a lot of infantry, you could give them a good kick in.
That would be a good matchup for you,
Yeah, because they're shit skeletons. You're charging them, four attacks, shooting the shit out of them.
That's fine. But in fact, Tomb Kings, that'd be a very strong army against Tomb Kings.
Or zombies or some crap.
Vampire Counts would struggle as well.
Well, they got the Black Knights. They'd shoot through them, wouldn't they? But yeah, it's such a weird list.
But how did Janus win a tournament with them? Because I've never played him using Witch Hunters.
I've never played with him. I've seen him play.
Yeah. How does he do it? How does he win?
He's just good, isn't he?
He's just good. Like, I don't know.
I think he had to win using scenarios as well.
Yeah.
It's even more crazy. We'll have to ask him what his list was. No doubt it was like
absolutely. It can't have been that much different from
this. No, it can't have been that much different. Because there's nothing. You can have more zealots and less non-zealots.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to have 14 units of loons, why not have 20 units of loons? Because you've already got 14. You can't run away from who you are.
So, what we have, as a third point of view, which is good, I like this, we're going to have Jim the Gent's point of view.
Jim the Gent Beach, Jim the Beach Gent.
I might ask him for his thoughts on other armies, actually. I like this, if he's willing. Right, so, having played Witch Hunters for on and off for a decade. Pre-Warmaster Revolution, here are the headlines. Number one, embrace the lunacy. The best chance of winning comes from unleashing the flagellants at the right moment. But timing is everything. Go too early and they get themselves killed and push you over your breakpoint before the enemy's even close to his. Cannonball! Going defensive to begin with is sensible. You've got the 60-centimetre range and your two pistoliers are assigned to artillery protection, with a doggy stand on each to add to the rear protection. Main defence is bowmen or handgunners with zealots behind them. Three, tonight.
So he's on about blinkering the zealots.
Yeah. Three.
Early dolls.
Tonight or not tonight. For many years, I always took the allowed pair of knight units, very much the automatic first pick. But they are expensive compared to the rest of the list and have minimal effect. And extra zealots and missile units can really help the break. See point one above. So now I tend to leave them out.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
More madmen.
They're a rarely used army, so one advantage they have is their opponents can be a little put off balance when they haven't played them before, so there's Dark Horse.
And especially if you're playing two games.
Yeah, yeah. So if I was collecting them from scratch, I'd either look for Crusader ranges with peasants, or if going slightly off beam, look at Magister Millistrum samurai minis as proxies. Monk units would make decent flagellants, and Ashgrai would fill in the other units. Another option could be a proxy with Skaven minis. Only problem with having enough Plague Monks, but you could say one standard Plague Monks in a unit of three equals Flagellants. Fair enough. But yeah, so that's a third point of view, and essentially he says that you wouldn't take the knights, you take even more.
Yeah, but that's what I said. I kind of hadn't
read
that.
You get a lot of bad units for 220 points.
Yeah, it's just kind of going like, so it was like that Tomb King build I did with like break 20.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 40 units of fucking skeletons. The end of the
what
day,
does the fight
if that's what you're going to have to be, zealots, then just embrace it and just go like, I'm going to go like 20 units of zealots.
Yeah.
Let's see, here we go.
Yeah.
That's all it is, just madness. And just put blinkers on them early doors and let your cannons do some work and then just unleash it.
Yeah.
See what happens. Well, I'm not sure what Janna's did. I'm pretty sure
I would like to know Janna's...
it must be Janna, on there.
I'd like to know Janna's army list. That would be... It can't be that different. And and what he would say is an account of the event. Like, who did he play? What armies did he play?
He played Jim in the final.
How did he win?
How? Jim was with Kislev, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I just don't see... I mean, okay, so let's go to rating it. Tier.
Oh.
I rate it. This is 3.
Well, I'm not sure it's... Yeah, it probably is 3. If they just had a mount...
They don't!
And a spell worthy of the ring. Because they...
Well, they don't have that. They have a movement spell.
What am I going to put it on that's going to make a difference? One unit and knights?
Yeah.
If you take them?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not putting on pistoliers, am I?
I mean... Well, we've written notes here, 2.5/3. I'd say they're a tier 3, personally. But
probably.
I will let them be 2.5.
I think they probably are tier 3. It's just it feels hard saying that a tier 3 army won a tournament, but that's Janna's.
That's Janna's, yeah.
I wouldn't put it past him winning with orcs. He's
goblins.
Well, I'm done with my goblins. That's pushing it. Goblins.
That's his challenge. Can he win with orcs and goblins?
He could win with orcs. Goblins are a different animal.
Goblins
are hard, man.
Yeah, hard work. Right, okay, so... Yeah, because the army list builds itself. There's no options in terms of like, I'll build it a different way. It's like I don't see like, Jim's suggested no knights, but that's the only thing that seems that we've come up with that is another way you might build it, but it just multiplies the problems.
Then you just strip out the knights.
Yeah.
And you strip out the handgunners, you might as well strip out the halberdiers and everything. Just go zealots.
Just go
zealots and flagellants.
Zealots and flagellants. Yeah, and I hope you play Tomb Kings. I'm dead. I'm dead of any flavour.
There's a lot of stuff to kill, but they will fall to the same problem of Chaos Warriors, or even worse now, Iron Guts.
Oh, God.
Iron Guts are Chaos Warriors, but they're not Chaos.
Yeah, Chaos. So
you don't get your extra attacks.
Oh, my God, your Ogre army would love this. You want to fight me?
That's lovely. Please come and fight.
Please. Yeah. Right.
The weirdest of weird lists.
Yeah, we are pretty... And as I said, to reiterate, I would not have had this in the game, personally. But never mind. It is in the game, and it will round out when we're all said and done to 25.
They could have had a war altar, couldn't they?
Yeah, a war altar would have been.
Or something.
Yeah, I think I think a war altar would have been fair.
On the plus side, the only troops that aren't Empire, really, are the Zealots.
Yes.
And you could just take those as peasants out of your Bretonian army, because that's probably
Warhounds.
All they are.
Yeah, which are...
Warhounds.
Which you just base some Chaos
Hounds
in a different way.
Yeah, I guess.
So they're a very easy army to do. Like Dogs of War, they can be a very easy army to replicate with common troops.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just would you want it?
Would you want it? like the Empire army I've got there, well, with a bit of playing around, you can make that a Witch Hunter army for a game.
If you could find some way to distinguish the Zealots and Flagellants.
Yeah. The Flagellants are Flagellant models, and the Zealots you just have to like recreate it. You might go to a third company to have some different, I imagine they'd look like, your black-robed, like, hooded guys, like they're Zealots. Like they'd look like, in Game of Thrones, the order.
And your flagellant, what would they be?
Well, they're more crazy, aren't they? They just use them as a...
They're more crazy.
Right? The Zealots have, like, some discipline. Yeah, like, what are they called in Game of Thrones? What's that order called? What are they called? Army of Faith or something like the I can't remember.
They're all dead anyway.
Yeah.
They're all gone. All gone. All of them.
Speaking of that, the Game of Thrones game, like miniatures game, should turn up soon.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you going to find time to play that?
I don't know, but like, I'd like to play you a game of it. It'd be quite fun.
It would be quite fun.
Yeah. Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Okay, Okay, so then we've got our wrap-up section, which you've got a couple of things to talk about. You're off to Stirling today with the goat.
Yes, in a couple of hours.
To win some black game miniatures, Mr. Goat.
Meet him at King's Cross Station, and we'll catch the train to Stirling together.
Get yourself a fried Mars bar and a haggis.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's the event has changed from the hall that they normally run things in to an independent gaming store.
Oh, okay.
Because the hall was double booked for something or whatever, and they've gone into this independent gaming store. They're all close, but I don't get the impression Stirling's a big a massive city.
Right.
So I've asked, can I just see where you normally play, just out of interest? If it wasn't so far away, it's going to take a day to get there and a day to get back. But that does mean time on the train to myself, with Janice, which would be quite fun.
You can ask him about the fucking list. Record it on your phone, and we'll put it in the next episode.
I can show you some. Yeah, yeah.
Then you can send me the MP3, and we'll put it in. You can ask Janice about his Witch Hunter thoughts, and
I might get him to write it down somewhere. Send me a message of ask him to send me a message of what was his Witch Hunter.
You could just record it on the phone.
I suppose, yeah.
Just put a voice recorder on your phone and say Janice and ask him the question. He can tell you. Basically what we're doing with this digital recorder, but now that's like 10-year-old tech.
How would you take the audio and fit it into
you? Just send me the MP3.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Well, I'll try. I'll see if we can do it. We'll see if the train allows it.
I'd be interested to hear Janice's take on the Witch Hunters.
At the very least, I could send you the details and you could just add it in at the end, like, so speak it out.
Okay, speak it out. Mm-hmm. Right, so you're going to Stirling, that'll be good fun.
Yeah.
Who won last year? Was it the Goat?
He did not win it, but he didn't, in his own words, he probably didn't want to. Yeah, he didn't want to.
Be didn't want to win it, yeah?
Didn't want to win it. But this time, he's taking Dwarves. I'm taking Chaos Dwarfs.
Oh shit!
Here's my Chaos Dwarf list that I'm taking.
Okay, let's have a little look. See here, looks all very stock. Mm-hmm. So we've got four of the dwarves, two blunderbusses, with their new improved rules. So basically the same as.
Thing I've struggled to use effectively in every game so far. But yeah, carry on.
Well, that's the same for most rangers in this game. Two black or the old rule for blunderbusses was insanity, wasn't it?
A beam weapon, area effect. What? No.
Two black hawks, four orc slavesies, one hobgoblins, wolf riders, two bull centaurs, and then there's an artillery brigade.
Yeah.
Small, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those dwarves eat points.
Yeah, they do.
Then you got two earth shakers, two bolt throwers, a general with a sword, a hero with a sword, and a sorcerer.
Yeah. So the event itself is just three normal games. There's 16 players, so there will be two people who finish unbeaten. It would need another round, but it's not got another round.
So the bull centers are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and they've only got 5 up armor. They have good stats, but four, five. So, but they're not heavy cavalry.
Any buffs on the charge or anything?
No.
Because your older Rhinos riders are 5-4-5.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're 220 points.
And they have charge kind of thing.
They don't have charge.
No, they don't.
They have extra attack.
I've updated that. But yeah.
Seven charge.
But you pay
seven
the points for that.
220 points.
Yeah, 220.
So these are not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just like better boar boys.
Yeah.
They still get worn out quickly.
But I have to remember they are not heavy cavalry. They have to pick the right fight. I can't just send them in against anything. I don't think I'll win the event. I might, but I might, because there isn't going to be a final. Because there's going to be a fourth round, I might be unbeaten.
Might be.
Depends
on if you get the goat.
I'd like. I think two wins and a loss would be good. But if I get drawn against the goat, against dwarves, that is going to be an interesting game. I'm going to have to risk a lot to try and get him.
Got to get those cannons.
Well, I've got my own. But his stuff's better.
Yeah, his stuff is better.
So that's going to be a good one. I am character light. There's problems with the list because this is a list that I've built to the models. I would, if I had the models, I probably would take a few more hobgoblin units to push up the hobgoblins to push up the break.
You got shoes or orcs for them?
Sorry. I could do, but I've gone with when this is an army that Simon painted for me.
Right.
Yeah. So, having played it now, if I was going to take it to another event, I would change it a bit. I'd probably drop one blunderbuss unit. I don't know if I'm really finding a role for them. But as much as I want, there's Chaos Dwarves should have blunderbusses. Like, it just seems right. You should have them. But I haven't taken any hobgoblin units, which are only three shooters, for 15 centimetres at 3-3 nothing. And they're like, but they just basically shove break up. But orcs hate them. They won't go near them. Like, they won't brigade with them. So it's like, oh. Yeah, and then you've got, what else haven't I taken? Yeah, the mounts, a Lamassu and a Taurus.
Jesus, I'm sure I've seen Jim with two of those things.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's just like, you know, I would take a different build if I had lovely
unlimited models.
Unlimited models for it.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see. I mean, it will be, hopefully, an army that most people have never played against before, because they're so, like, they're unofficial, aren't they? Is it not? They're officially in the game, but there's no official models for them.
No, there's definitely no models for these fellas.
And my mix is Polar Fox and a Eureka. You know, is my mixture of the races. So yeah, bring it on. Really, I'll enjoy getting up there. I'll enjoy playing the game, and I'll enjoy chilling out on the way back. You know, before I have to pack up my pots and pans and go away to England.
Get a few pints of heavy in you.
Yeah, well, also I'm looking forward to the night out.
Yeah,
like, we're going to get into Stirling at about 8:15, so there won't be much to do apart from find that. Get to the. We've got a nice hotel. It's getting the hotel and probably have a few drinks in the bar. Hotel bar,
right,
with Janners. But then tomorrow night we're being hosted, and we finish the event at 5.
Right, lovely.
So like, there's I'll try to have a late night in Stirling. I don't know what to expect.
Well, it'll be fun.
And if I wake up and I feel well enough on the Sunday morning before I go back, I'll go look at Stirling Castle.
Mm-hmm. Right, what else is on our list?
It's Armies. Warmaster Armies 0.2 is out.
Oh, it's in the wild.
Yeah.
So, well done, Alish.
Yeah, well done.
And the rest of your team.
Yes.
Team Alish. It's
0.2.
There may be some small errors in grammar
and that kind of ship chat,
exactly. Which is why it's 0.2 and not the final version.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you find something...
Let Alice know.
On the Warmaster Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or he's got his own little website for that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, it's on his website. And
Specialist Arms Forum.
So just get a message to him and he can correct it as he sees fit.
Mm-hmm. Well done, sir. I'm looking forward to it going 1.0 out.
That's the thing with this event. I did double check. I spoke about it before last time, but I could use Chaos Dwarves because their ruling was anything that's in the Revolution section of the Army Selector.
Yeah.
And of course, if Wood Elves were like, because Jan has already said, I guess I'm using Wood Elves for next event.
Oh shite.
You know, and,
yeah, him as well.
And I said,
it's gonna be mono fucking Wood Elves.
And I said, well, you could have used them in Stirling if they went straight into the army. That's not nice. Imagine some English guy from down south on armed force, you know, like just turns up, smashes everyone with
brings
Wood Elves.
Fucking Wood.
Oh dear.
Gives them a right swat.
Shellacking. Yeah.
God damn him.
Yeah.
So I hope you have a good weekend. I hope you and Janice do well. I'm sure you'll have a lovely time in Scotland.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's it can be a regular thing. I'll enjoy talking to them about, like, because they've sold out the event, so like they intend to do just one a year, or will they do
perfect.
More?
Perfect. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. We're going to record next week. We'll try and get some audio from Janice. So get yourself a little voice recorder on your phone, voice recording app.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him about his experiences.
But
we'll post that in this episode if it comes early enough, or I'll stick it onto the next one if it's not early enough.
Yep.
And then we got one episode next week and then a couple of weeks off. So maybe you can talk about Stirling next week.
We can talk about Stirling, but also if we want to do another armour review, like if we're going to do off camera, off recording, let's decide before. We'll set a date now.
We'll make some notes of Stirling. We'll see how much stuff you got on there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So if you want to get a hold of us, you can get us a Warmaster Facebook page.
Yep.
Warmaster Podcast, even.
Yep.
Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Or warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yep.
That's episode 97, Paul and Barry.
See you later.
Would you like to know more?